Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. All right. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Dr. Sheely was scheduled to be with us today, and I just found out from Jason that he is not connected. I know that he was going to go into the clinic today, but it happened to be closed, not because of him, but because of a staffing issue. And so it's just me and a couple of Colts, an AR and a 45 in the studio. I've got the call screen in front of me. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933 to be on the air with me, Vin Finelli. So, great. We just got Dr. Sheely. Wonderful. And if you'd like to call
good
and
morning.
Be on with Dr. Sheely, MD. Yeah, good morning, Dr. Sheely. If you'd like to be on with Dr. Sheely, 866-582-9933. So, Dr. Sheely, I understand that over the last few days you've been busy in the garden. What's that all about?
Well, of course, I moved during the winter, and thanks to you and Lou Cassidy, et cetera, I have a new garden planted, mulched, and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, over in our neck of the woods, which is, you know, let's say a little over an hour away from where you are, we have had a monsoon, and I'm not kidding. So one day it rained about an inch and a half, the next day about 5 inches, and then another inch and a half. That's what we had, you know, over, let's say, a 4 or 5 day period. Is that what you had?
Yes. Similar.
Yeah. I was just wondering if the garden moved downhill. Like a couple of miles.
No, it's stable.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to see the straw? Lou Cassidy came over to the farm, and initially we got a small load of straw, and then we got a pickup truck load of straw. He was able to pick that up right here where we are. And I thought it was the finest straw I've ever seen. It looked fabulous. What'd you think?
You were right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Straw heaven.
It was the best looking straw I've ever seen in my entire life. So that is what you're using as a cover to keep the sun from beating up the ground and evaporating a lot of moisture. And to protect the plants. About how thick did you put that on, Dr. Sheely? I'll bet it's pretty thick.
Oh, yes. Well, I've used it for 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then as it decomposes, you put it back in the soil, right? So it adds a softness, if in layman's terms, to the soil. Okay, so probably about 3 or 4 inches thick. And that's great. Looking forward to seeing some pictures of the straw. Lou Cassidy said that he has some pictures, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Dr. Sheely, Are there foods that you recommend that we avoid for those who have a underactive thyroid problem? Mrs. Finelli was telling me that she was reading, and she reads about all kinds of things, and some people, on the internet it says red meat is something you should avoid, and other places on the internet it says, no, eat red meat if you have an underactive thyroid. Is there an answer to that or not?
No, I think red meat, 4 ounces, a couple of times a week is fine.
I missed that. 4 ounces what?
Well, 2 or 3 times a week is fine.
Okay.
That's it.
4 ounces 2 to 3 times a week. Okay. All right, and that's red meat. Of course, that's cooked. It's not raw, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, Dr. Shilley, I've been plagued with ticks, small ticks, medium ticks, large ticks, the dogs, Mrs. Finelli, all of us here at the farm have been getting these ticks on us. And I thought it would be wonderful if there was something that we could spray on us that is non-toxic, non-poisonous, that would be beneficial for us, I mean, just like magnesium spray or magnesium lotion, but the ticks wouldn't like it. Is there such a thing that you've come across?
Well, I usually just pick them off, but if they're embedded,
yeah.
I put a drop of iodine on first, liquid iodine.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of iodine.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there's nothing that you found that is a that sends ticks the opposite direction. You know,
no.
They come near it and they go, that smells terrible.
They like anything. Especially meat.
Yeah.
Human meat.
Yeah. Well, what I do is when I go out in the grass, I will tuck my blue jeans, I'll fold them around my my ankle, and I'll tuck them into my socks. So that when the ticks get on my shoes and they get on my socks, you know, they climb upward, but not inside my pants, on the outside of my pants. And typically I can find them before they attach themselves. But I was just wondering if there's something that they really didn't like. And here's where I'm going with this. So I know that Dial soap has a really, really strong odor. And we've been buying it over the years from Sam's Club, and they have a pack for less than $10. It comes out to about 41 cents a bar. And what I do is I put that in the trunk of each of the pieces of, well, if it's a car, I'll put it in the trunk of the car in the barn, and I'll leave the trunk open. And then I'll put one on the floorboards of the car. And I'll put one maybe under the engine on the floor. And it seems that the mice and rodents can't stand that smell. They just hate it. And they leave the equipment alone, put it, you know, under our tractors. So we've got bars of soap everywhere. And I'm looking forward to the audit when the tax authorities say, you've deducted soap. And I'll say, yeah. And then they'll say, well, you can't deduct soap. And I'll say, well, it's not soap to me. It really is a mouse repellent. And that's why we buy hundreds of bars of soap. It literally works, Dr. Shilley. They can't stand it. So we have saved, yeah, before, you know, they would chew up the wiring and the hoses and they'd build nests. They would just carry it, you know, a 6-inch piece of wire, they bite it off, carry it and move it to their nest, and they get some more wire in it. And we'd see their nests with the wiring harness that used to be on our equipment. Well, then they made nests with it. And it was annoying because it takes a long time to splice and solder and fix all that wiring. But we fixed all that just with Dial soap, literally. So to me, Dial soap is a relatively safe way of preventing mice from destroying our equipment as compared to, rat poison and mouse poison. Because if we were to use the arsenic type poisons and the mouse mouse or rat ate it and died. Our cats might want to eat the mice and rats, and they might die. So I like the soap alternative better, or the, maybe they call it a bath.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, absolutely true. Okay. Well, that leads us to peanut butter, and I understand, based on my reading, that thousands of jars of Jif, J-I-F brand peanut butter has have been recalled across the United States. 14 people fell sick so far. Two were rushed to the hospital due to a salmonella outbreak at the Kentucky factory. So
wow.
It is, yep. Yep, yep. Salmonella poisoning includes fever and diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. And the J.M. Smucker, S-M-U-C-K-E-R company, has announced a voluntary recall of their some of their products, which happens to be Jif peanut butter. And I remember they used to have an advertisement with a name like, they had a slogan, with a name like Smucker, it has to be good. Well, this time, it's tainted. So it is the, what are we talking about? Well, Jif is sold by retailers nationwide. And the states that have reported salmonella cases are Arkansas, Georgia, Illinois, Massachusetts, Missouri, Ohio, North Carolina, New York, South Carolina, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. And if you're wondering what to look for, it's the 13-ounce squeezable pouch, the 23.5-ounce no-added-sugar peanut butter, the 13-ounce natural squeeze pouch, the 80-ounce creamy peanut butter twin pack, 80-ounce crunchy peanut butter twin pack, the 40-ounce reduced-fat creamy peanut butter, the 16-ounce reduced-fat creamy peanut butter, the 16-ounce creamy omega-3 peanut butter, the 80-ounce natural creamy peanut butter twin pack, the 16-ounce natural creamy peanut butter, the 16, with different part numbers, there's a 16-ounce natural creamy peanut butter honey, 40-ounce creamy peanut butter, and with a couple of numbers. That's it. So if you have Jif peanut butter, you might want to find out if yours has been voluntarily recalled. And I'm looking for the number, but I don't see the, you know, the number to call. But it is Jif, and it's across those states. And it was manufactured in Lexington, Kentucky. So here we have, you know, what used to be the best food supply in the world is now less than the best food supply in the world. And
wow.
And I think you like
my
peanut butter.
My favorite all-time peanut butter.
Jif is?
Smucker's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not trying to say that they're a terrible company. It's just that something happened, and I'm finding out more and more that our food supply is less in quality than it used to be, like stems in green bean cans and substandard corn. Pretty much everything that we buy is nowhere near as good as it used to be, let's say 3 years ago, before the genocide. We've got Amit in Massachusetts. He's got a medical question. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shearer is with us and in Massachusetts calling in Amit. Welcome, Amit.
Good morning, Vincent, and good morning, Dr. Shealy. I have a question about, I think, impaired blood circulation or impaired water circulation, like water retention. I'm 65, and I don't take any prescription drugs, but I live in mattress, which is normally quite cold, but I have found that say when the temperature ranges suddenly to very warm or hot, say from say it is 55-60 and suddenly it goes to 75 one day or 80 or something like that, I find that my feet swell and I think they have some sort of edema, because if I press that area, there's a depression and the veins and everything becomes less visible. But if I walk or I also use a rebounder, then the swelling goes down. Sometimes it completely disappears. So I understand that it is because of poor circulation due to aging or whatever. I just want to know what I can do, if anything, to minimize that or address that. Thank you.
I need help translating.
Okay, sure. Amit has been in class for years, and His question is about water retention. So he is not on prescription drugs. And he finds that when the temperature, there's a temperature swing, when it's significant, like in within one day, from 55 degrees to 75 or 80 degrees, his feet begin to swell. He has edema. And he finds that with exercise, the swelling decreases. So that is the situation, and he's in his 60s.
Well,
I've noticed it in the last 3-4 years. That's additional thing I can report.
It has lasted the last 4 years?
Yeah, it has. Every time summer comes, say, in the last 3 or 4 years, I noticed that swelling. But again, if it's not that sudden temperature swing to hotness, then it's not there. That's all.
Okay. Okay. So within, this is been experienced over the last 3 or 4 years, and it does not happen unless it's a wide temperature swing, increasing in temperature, let's say 25 degrees or so, Dr. Shealy.
I would get a confident C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E vibration plate. It costs only $250 and use it 10 minutes twice a day.
I see. So is it available on your website?
He's asking Dr. Shealy if it's available on your website, this vibration plate.
No, on Amazon.
And can you repeat exactly what it is again? You're a little bit muffled, Dr. Shealy.
Confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E, on Amazon.
Okay, confidence, a vibration plate on Amazon.com. Okay, and Dr. Shealy, what does this do?
Well, it vibrates the entire body, but especially feet and legs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an exercise for the heart as well as circulation.
Okay. So with what he's been doing, with what Amit has been doing, which is, you know, walking, that is doing that, right? Should he increase his exercising?
Well, walking, I suspect you have to do at least 30 minutes in addition, instead of 20 minutes on the vibe machine.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Amit, would you like to hold and get this fleshed out a little bit more?
Yeah, I can hold. Yes, sir. I can hold. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shealy will be back with us right after the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements. Amit will be with us. And what we're talking about is improving circulation. Is there a vitamin, mineral supplement regime that should be considered? And are there foods that we should avoid when you have a circulatory
issue? Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Southern Baptist Convention leaders mishandled sexual abuse claims, and survivors were met time and time again with resistance, stonewalling, and even outright hostility for the last 22 years. That's according to a new report in Sunday's New York Times. Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, was discharged from the hospital Saturday, a week after he suffered a minor stroke. President Biden said during a visit to Japan that American forces would be sent to defend Taiwan if Chinese forces attack the self-governing island.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Disgraced actor Bill Cosby is facing another trial beginning this week in Los Angeles, California, over accusations that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl in the 1970s. Jury selection in the civil case is likely to start Tuesday. Opening arguments are expected to begin June 1st. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden in Tokyo this morning says he's willing to use military force to defend Taiwan against Chinese aggression. Let's hear more of that conversation with reporters.
So we stand firmly with Japan and with other nations that not to let that happen. And my expectation is it will not happen. It will not be attempted. My expectation is a lot of it depends upon just how strongly the world makes clear that that kind of action is going to result in long-term disapprobation by the rest of the community.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made. We are not. Look, here's the situation. We agree with the one China policy. We signed on to it and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
NASA says something strange is happening in our universe, and scientists cannot explain it. The universe is expanding faster than ever, and other galaxies are moving away from our Milky Way like never before. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
It's going to be sliding. Sign up. Winner today's hot. Last day. God, you're... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, senior USA Prepares instructor. And Amit is with us in Massachusetts. We're talking about circulatory concerns. And Dr. Shealy, are there any vitamins, minerals, and supplements that Amit should consider with this concern about circulatory issues?
The major thing is to avoid salt. I don't add salt to anything, and I don't buy heavily salted food. So avoid sodium chloride.
Okay. Amit, any comments?
Yes, that's, I also don't eat table salt. I only eat that pink Himalayan salt. And for the last maybe 4 or 5 years, I only eat once a day. And I'm mindful of Dr. Shili telling us to stay clear of wheat, all forms of rice, white potato, and white refined sugar. So I think I try to do that, but some of my family members bring bread, and I'm tempted to eat that, but I eat very little salt, and as I said that when I use the rebounder perfectly, the swelling goes off quite quickly. But I'll definitely consider this vibration plate so that I get better. And about the supplements, I must repeat that I consider that transdermal application from Dr. Shili as my flagship supplement. And next to that is iodine, which I learned from Dr. Shili that fluoride in water destroys not just the iodine we need, but also impacts the test for thyroid hormone. So that's the extent of my comment.
So Dr. Shili, he, I was going to say, he uses pink salt.
Thyroid, except armors. It's synthetic, synthroid, it's terrible in my experience, but armors works fine.
Yeah, I have heard you telling about that, but I think that the natural one comes from maybe porcine or bovine or animal origin organ or material, and because I'm a vegan or a vegetarian, I stay clear of these animal origin supplements. So I think I take something like a Lugol's or Lugol's solution type iodine supplement. And I've noticed, as again you have said, that measure your body temperature about 3 hours after waking up, and that has improved in the last few months. So I try to maintain the iodine level.
Well, iodine plus stimulating fire bliss can help the thyroid.
Okay. Yeah, I have a fire bliss vial I bought maybe a month ago. I have to start using that because I think that must be done on bare body, applying on various locations as the sheet that comes with the Fire Bliss bottle recommends. So I have to start using that. Thank you.
Okay. And anything else that you could recommend for people who have edema? And I've seen this, Dr. Shu. I've seen it at our meetups where people would have a size 40 ankle in a size 6 shoe. I mean, by the end of the evening, you know, their ankles would really, really swell up. And is that, when we typically see that, Dr. Shu, is that medicine induced? Is that something that's caused by, you know, heart medicines?
It can be, but it's a weakness of the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So to improve that, it sounds like you have to eat right and you have to get plenty of exercise, which is something you've been saying all along. No change there at all. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Dr. Shili, if you were to recommend, if someone were going to build a house, would you recommend a two-story house that, you know, with the bedroom upstairs to force the... I'm being absolutely serious. To force people to go up and downstairs?
Yeah, it's okay. I prefer the vibe plate myself.
Okay.
And does weight have anything to do with this, Dr. Shili?
Well,
meaning overweight?
Yes, definitely. Every every pound you overweight increases your risk of deep lipoedema.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Amit?
I remember Dr. Sheely's caution about watching our BMI. So I think my BMI is slightly below 23. So I'm staying clear of that. But my final thought is that I'm still open to communicating directly with Arjun, of course, after he consents. What he's up to in West Virginia, and I think that's a very brave move for anyone with family or without family. So that's all I have to say. Thank you again, Vincent, and thank you, Dr. Sheely.
Amit, I sent him your contact information, and what Amit is saying is Arjun in West Virginia is a really, really courageous, brave man, and what he did was he left India, came to the United States, landed in New Jersey, found it to be of a high population density. It really wasn't as hospitable as he would have liked. And he called and asked what were his options. And we talked about getting out of Dodge, buying a farm, you know, being self-sufficient, you know. And he did it. He literally jumped from an apartment in New Jersey where he was paying rent to owning his own home in West Virginia. And a dramatic change. And he sent me pictures of his garden yesterday. And Arjun, I've got to commend you. He bought a shovel, he bought a trowel, he bought some plants, and he's planting his garden. I've got to commend him. And, you know, class, if you have a successful garden, but your third try, you're doing really well. It's not as easy as it appears, and you need to water your garden. You need to have compost or commercial fertilizer. Not too much, not too little. You have to have the right amount of sun, the right amount of shade, the right plants for the area, the right temperature, and the right soil and fertility. I mean, those are, you know, some of the main components of having a successful garden. Then you have to keep the predators out, and we've all tried it, and we've all had tremendous failures, you know, and I think without exception, we've all had experienced failures in our first garden. So, but Arjun is absolutely willing to try, and thank you for working on the website, Arjun. Amit, thank you for calling. Is there anything else that we can do for you?
I should add something about New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, first, I heard it on the radio, and then I got it from two New Jersey residents that even if you exclude the trivial case of a paid-off house, of course, that will have less mortgage and more real estate taxes. Even that is excluding that that trivial case, many normal, I should say, average houses in New Jersey have smaller mortgage payment but a bigger real estate tax payment. So that's all I wanted to add about New Jersey.
I can put an exclamation point on that because I know for a fact that there was a property in the 1960s, the taxes were about $188 a year. And without any significant improvements other than painting and nothing else really, the taxes hit $8,000by the 90s. Okay, so from the 60s, $188 to the 90s, $8,000. And I believe that the taxes are even higher than that. And that's nothing compared to California, where Bert lives. And if you buy a new house in California, your real estate taxes will be 1% of the purchase price.
I see.
Per year. Which is insane. So, you know, you really don't want to move where there are a lot of people. And you don't want to move where there's a lot of corruption. There's corruption in every single state. Every single state, including the corrupt state of Missouri, where Dr. Shealy and I are. But, you know, you want to... The plan should be to get away from incorporated districts, you know, where...
Exactly. Yeah. That's what is needed. And if I may add, that's how I hear that Hollywood was formed. That is, when these artists and, I should say, the chosen people from New York moved to Pasadena first, they were not welcome because locals living there thought that there will be a bad influence on their youth. So then they went to unincorporated, at that time, Hollywood. They could do anything at that time. So there's some lesson to be drawn from that move. That's all. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, and thank you, Vincent.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you for being with
us.
You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. About that unincorporated component of living, the Finelli family lives in an unincorporated district in Missouri. There is no city hall. There's no mayor. There's no police department. There's nothing. There's no sidewalks. There's no traffic lights. There's no dog catcher. There's nothing in the town because the town is just a group of people who live in the same area, and there's only 100 of them. And because of that, we have, you know, a very, very low tax rate because we're not paying for sidewalks and trash pickup and the police department and you know, city hall and the secretaries and the clerks and the equipment and the electric bill and the insurance bill and all that. We don't have it. So because we don't have it, we don't pay for it. And that's what you might want to consider doing. If you're going to move to an area that's unincorporated. But then again, you're going to be responsible for your own trash. You're going to be, disposal. You're going to be responsible for pretty much everything. There's nobody that's going to pick the bottles up along the road that get thrown out the window. No one's going to pick it up, unless you do. And so there's pros and cons. I kind of like it this way. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Sheila's with us, and we've got a call from Massachusetts. Welcome. And I'd say your name, but I just see the letter O. Is that correct?
Hello, Vince.
Hi. Yeah.
Vince, this is Kathy. Nobody
hey,
answered
Kathy.
The call, but how are you?
I'm really well. You know, the call screen says, oh, now, okay, Kathy. Okay, it said something about Massachusetts. It didn't say it was you. Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks, Vince. Vince, I have a comment about the tick spray, and I also have a couple questions for Dr. Sheely.
Sure.
So,
please go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the tick spray, now I have two different ones, and I don't get ticks here like you do. I don't have quite the same kind of woods, but this is my two recipes, and I just mix them up in a spray bottle. The one recipe is 1 tablespoon of witch hazel, or you can use vodka, either way, 40 drops of a rose geranium essential oil, and 1/3 of a cup of the distilled water.
Okay, could you repeat that again? So you take 1 tablespoon of witch hazel or vodka.
Right.
Okay. 40 drops of what?
Rose, R-O-S-E. Geranium. It's an essential oil.
Rose geranium, okay.
And then 1/3 of a cup of distilled water.
Okay.
And then, you know, I mix the witch hazel with the essential oil first. I shake it up real good. Then I add the water. And I would shake it before you use it, but you can spray it on your clothes. Obviously, you don't want to get it in, like, your pet's eyes or your eyes. But, like, I typically, like, just kind of cover her eyes, and I'll spray her coat and her legs and just kind of sometimes rub it on my hands and rub it all over. And I do the same thing, like, on my shoes, my jeans, or whatever, wherever I'm going out. I spray it on me, too. That seems to work pretty well, and I do have another one. This one, I can't remember whether I use which one is better. I've done both, but here's a different one if that doesn't seem to work. This one is 4 tablespoons of witch hazel, 4 tablespoons of aloe vera juice, and then these three are all essential oils. 10 drops of lemon essential oil, 10 drops of lavender essential oil, and 20 drops of cedarwood essential oil.
Okay.
So those are the two that I've used then.
I can tell you that we have used cedar side, C-E-D-A-R space C-I-D-E. And one of our instructors owns a company that makes that. And we spray that on the dogs, not on the cats, but on the dogs. And it seems to drive the ticks away, cedar oil. And it seems to drive all kinds of bugs away, right? Isn't that why there are cedar closets, cedar chests, and cedar shavings?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that that is, I would say, with especially the second one, I think it would probably help keep the mosquitoes and things like that away too, Vince. But those are two that, you know, are not going to really hurt your animal. You're not putting on that toxic stuff that you get from the vet. So that's worth a try, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about the fipronil in those drops that you put right behind the head, between the shoulders. A couple drops, it lasts a month, it kills the fleas and ticks, and you don't have to worry about it. But it seems that within several years, your dog's hind legs stop working, and they become incontinent. And that's what we've experienced here at the farm. Years ago, we took the vet's advice, and here's all you have to do. You buy these drops, and it solves all these problems with fleas and ticks, and it worked. But it destroyed the dogs. They were unable. Yeah. One was incontinent, and the other could not use his rear legs. And they became infested with parasites as a result of not being able to move. And we had to put them down. It was a terrible thing. Never do it again. And the ingredient is fipronil. Okay. And you had some medical questions.
Well, there's one comment about that with the fipronil. You know, I had, this was before I knew, but I had a dog, and I was putting it on the back of her neck, like they said. And I got to thinking about it later. She was running away from me. And I looked at it. She had big welts there. And I'm sure that it's right there with their spine, their central nervous system. And I stopped as soon as I saw that. But that was 20-some years ago before I knew better.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Shuley's with us. Kathy in Ohio's with us. Two instructors. Three with me. And if you'd like to call in, we'll pay for your call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Kathy will have some medical questions when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.